Back now with Day to Day. Maybe you heard we're a little short on cash here at NPR. That does not mean we cannot give you a holiday present, a radio gift. We here at Day to Day made that offer, and listener Barb Wade of Michigan took us up on it. She wanted us to do a story on a family who took an unusual vacation. They bicycled across the country, starting in Walla Walla, Washington. Anna King of the Northwest News Network has our radio gift.
Dan and Allison Calzaretta always had this crazy dream of pedaling from sea to shining sea. But, you know, life and kids got in the way. Then friends introduced them to a new concept, tandem bikes. The two seats make it possible for the kids to ride many more miles. So Dan, a middle school teacher, and Allison, a pediatrician, decided it was finally time. At first, 12-year-old Sonia wasn't down with the idea.
You're kidding, right? Right? And no, we're not kidding. So I was kind of in denial a little bit, like, I'm not going, this is going to be dumb.
Even more dumb? 10-year-old Gus says mom and dad decided to ban all electronics.
I thought they were crazy, absolutely insane and crazy, but it turned out to be really, really fun.
The family started their journey on the Oregon coast by dipping their tires in the Pacific Ocean. Dan, the dad, says those few first miles were some of the most difficult. It was sunny, then it poured.
It snowed, it hailed, and it was sunny again. All those things that happened in like 5.5 miles or whatever that was. And so we thought, well, if we can make this, then we probably can make it across the country.
To keep themselves entertained on the long, gritty roads with no iPods or Game Boys, the family had to get creative. Allison, the mom, says they made up road games, told stories, and sung naughty songs, which Gus was too shy to sing in front of a microphone.
I can't say, because it has so many cuss words in it.
There was a farmer, had a dog, and...
Riding and singing on bikes attracted stares in the towns they passed through. But people would invite them to dinner, give them free passes to the community pool, and just wanted to talk. Allison says it's not the violent, mixed-up America that's shown on TV. She found a country filled with compassionate, lively people.
We've sort of been sold this image of what America is, and it really was wonderful to find out that America is still a remarkable place. Sometimes you forget that.
Perhaps what makes this trip most amazing is the fact that the mom, Allison, has multiple sclerosis. Sometimes, when it's hot out, she even has trouble walking. Allison had to give herself weekly injections to keep the disease under control. Those injections had to be kept refrigerated, so friends in Walla Walla would mail packages with dry ice to post offices along the family's route. But in New York, just 4 days from the Atlantic coast, Allison didn't think she could go any further. Dan decided to rent a truck, and Allison and Gus drove while Sonia and Dan continued on.
You know, people make attempts on Mount Everest and on K2 and don't quite get there. But the journey, you know, you don't take the journey takes you.
When the whole family reached the Atlantic on a sunny day, they dipped the front tires in the brine.
This must be what a salmon feels like when it's leaving the river and heading toward the ocean.
There were pictures, phone calls made to family, and of course a long-awaited dip. But the very next day, the family crashed emotionally. They had lost that feeling of doing something extraordinary every day.
People are like, wow, that's amazing. And yet, to come back to just doing your job, you're just doing your job. You're not amazing.
What is amazing is how this epic ride has changed the family. 10-year-old Gus is singing in the Walla Walla Symphony's Nutcracker this year. That's something he probably would have bagged out on before. Sonia just recently sung her first solo in front of her whole school. And Dan and Allison say they've developed a deeper relationship with both Gus and Sonia. The family who pedaled together across the country recently hung together in the audience of the Nutcracker to cheer Gus on. For NPR News, I'm Anna King in Walla Walla, Washington.
And you can see photos of the Calzaretta's trip at the Day to Day page at npr.org.